From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 3, 2014. A shortage of small grain rye seed may require many East Texas and Central Texas producers to rethink their winter pasture plans. Wednesday, I talked with Dr. Vanessa Courier-Olson, AgriLife Extension Forage Specialist at Overton.
And the shortage is primarily varieties that we are more familiar with, such as Elbon and Maton, and a lot of those varieties, the seed production comes out of Oklahoma, and because of previous drought as well as late freezes that we had, if we all remember back in March, April, and even in May, those freezes had an impact on seed production. So producers need to be aware as they go to their retailer, those varieties that they're more familiar with either may not be available, maybe in shorter supply, or may be more expensive than what they're familiar with in the past. They may also come across varieties that they have not heard of before, they may be unfamiliar with. There are some varieties that come out of more northern states. We do recommend if you come across a variety you're not familiar with to get more information, ask questions of the retailer, as well as potentially visit with your county extension agent. Now, for winter forages, we have other options. Ryegrass, annual ryegrass, is obviously a viable option compared to rye. Ryegrass will be more sensitive to soil pH, will require at least a 6 in soil pH, as well as it will have later production, almost more of a spring forage.
Vanessa, may they call you if they're in East Texas and want information on it?
Yes, they can call me.
And what's your number?
903-34-6191.
Again, that number is 903-834-6191. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.